On today's Mentally Stronger Friday Fix, bad news is part of life. Like when you get the news that you didn't get the job or the news that your loved one is really sick. You can't control those events, but you can control how you respond to them. Today, I'm sharing 7 things you can do to help you stay mentally strong when you get bad news. Welcome to Mentally Stronger. I'm Amy Morin, a psychotherapist, mental strength trainer, and an international best-selling author of 6 books on mental strength. You're listening to the Friday Fix Edition. Every Friday, I share a quick mental strength strategy that can fix the thoughts, feelings, and actions that can hold you back in life. And the fun part is, we record the show from a sailboat in the Florida Keys. Make sure to subscribe to our show so you can get mental strength tips delivered to you every single week. Now, let's dive into today's episode. Last week, I got a text message from a friend that I hadn't heard from in a long time. He said that he'd gone through some tough times and he wanted to know, how do you deal with bad news? That's a great question. Unfortunately, we all deal with bad news at various points in our lives. There are certain sentences that might signal your life's about to change forever. Stuff like, the company is downsizing. I'm moving to another city. This isn't working out. Your lab results don't look good. There's been an accident. Obviously, there are times when your first order of business is to spring into action, like when you have to get to the hospital. When there's action you can take, it usually helps because we feel better when we're doing something and not just sitting around and waiting. So you might find yourself researching everything you can about a loved one's health diagnosis. That's going to feel better than just sitting around and waiting for another phone call. So if we're talking about the bad news that has led to an immediate crisis, taking action is good because you're trying to solve a problem. But sometimes you might not know what action to take. There may be times when there really isn't any action to take at all. Or you might decide to wait before you take action because you don't want to make anything worse. It's during that time frame that dealing with whatever bad news you just got becomes emotionally painful. And that's the part I'm going to talk about today. How to stay mentally strong when you're dealing with the emotional pain associated with bad news. Here are 7 things that help. Number 1, label your feelings and let yourself feel it. Whatever you feel is okay. Remind yourself of that if you start thinking like, I shouldn't be so nervous or I should be handling this better. Whatever emotion gets stirred up, it's fine. And beating yourself up for your feelings only makes things worse. Keep in mind that in a crisis, it leads to a lot of strong emotions. And then sometimes we feel bad about our feelings. So if you get relief after you got news that somebody passed away, it's okay. It's just a feeling. It doesn't make you a bad person. And it doesn't mean that you didn't care about that person. Or if you heard news that your friend has an illness and the first thing you felt was disappointment because you had plans to go to a concert next month, just know that's okay too. Our brains process bad news differently. It takes a while for things to sink in. The emotions often come out kind of jumbled or in an unexpected way at first. So just give yourself permission to feel whatever it is that you feel. And number 2, manage the story you're telling yourself. When you receive bad news, your mind is probably going to go to some dark places. You might start thinking about how awful things are about to get, how you're never going to recover, or how terrible things are going to be for the rest of your life. You might immediately blame yourself too, like, I should have been able to prevent this from happening. Or it's my fault that I didn't see it coming. Remember that your thoughts fuel your emotions. So if you let yourself believe that you're an awful person or that you're never going to feel okay again, you'll stay stuck in a dark place. So just try reframing those thoughts. Remind yourself that while things are bad, they're not going to stay bad forever. And you might come up with a little catchphrase that you can repeat to yourself. It might be something simple like, rough times are an opportunity to use my skills, or I'll get through this. Whenever your mind goes to a dark place, just repeat those things. Remind yourself that even though stuff might feel really scary and awful right now, someday you'll probably have a great story about how you got through a really bad time in your life. Number three, focus on what you can control. Whenever we get bad news, we often feel helpless. So focusing on some kind of action you can take, even if it's really small, helps us feel more in control. So that might be making plans or researching or just figuring out how to take care of yourself. And I guarantee there's always something that you can control, but we usually put the energy in the wrong place. When you get bad news, ask yourself, do I need to solve a problem or do I need to solve how I feel about the problem? Let's say the bad news is about a loved one's health. Your first inclination might be to try to drag them somewhere for a second opinion, even though they've made it clear that's not what they want to do. Or you might think, I'm going to make them take this medication, even though they don't want to take it. But when we force somebody to try to change a behavior, it's because we want them to be okay. And we also want to feel better. It reduces our anxiety. But that's a classic example of trying to solve a problem that isn't ours to solve. You can support people without trying to force them to change. And if they aren't doing what they wish you would, and let's face it, loved ones can be stubborn sometimes, right? Your energy is better spent managing your anxiety about their behavior, not trying to change them. Take a minute and think, what's something I can control today? And put your energy there. It could save a lot of suffering down the road. In a minute, I'm going to share the last four things you can do to cope with bad news. But before I do, let me share a couple of quick offers from our sponsors. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Maybe it's drained because you're just stretched too thin. Or maybe you're fully charged, but in all honesty, it's because you didn't go out that much this winter. My therapy clients often describe themselves as either extroverts or introverts. But our social lives are actually a lot more complicated than that. It's important to learn, what's the right amount of socializing for you? What kind of people or social activities are best for you? And how can you charge your social battery when you feel worn down? Therapy gives you the self-awareness to build a social life that won't drain your battery. I love helping clients in my therapy office learn new skills, set healthy boundaries, and do everything they need so that they can develop their relationships that help them live their best life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. I've tried BetterHelp for myself, and I loved how convenient and flexible it is. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mentallystrong today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mentallystrong. We all know there are times when you don't have many choices in who you work with, like when a pipe bursts and you need a plumber right now. But when it comes to your mental health, you should have choices, so you don't get stuck with a therapist who can't remember what you tell them every week. To find a good therapist for you, try ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book hundreds of types of doctors, including thousands of mental health providers. We're talking about therapists, psychologists, and psychiatrists. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare hundreds of types of patient-reviewed, in-network doctors, including mental health providers, and instantly book appointments with them online. The typical wait time to see a mental health provider booked on ZocDoc is just 4 days. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments, either online or in person. I use this and you should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/stronger and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated therapist, psychiatrist, or psychologist today. That's ZocDoc.com/stronger. ZocDoc.com/stronger. Okay, let's get back to our list. Number four, go back to the basics. Whenever you're dealing with any kind of crisis, could be a mental health crisis or some bad news you just got. Return to the basics of self-care. Are you eating? Are you sleeping? And are you moving? Eating a healthy diet, getting plenty of sleep, and incorporating exercise into your day are essential when you're dealing with a crisis situation. But I know how tough it is to do those things. But go for a walk around the block if you can. Try to eat on a regular schedule and do your best to sleep. And if you struggle to sleep, at least give yourself a chance to rest. On the flip side, remember that it's okay to give up extra things during a crisis. Give yourself permission to quit something, take a break, and stop doing all the extra things that you don't have the time and energy to do. And number 5, set boundaries around your discussions. Once you put bad news out into the world, you can't take it back. And you might not find it's helpful to hear other people's advice for the bad news you just got. Or you might only want to tell a certain number of people. It's okay to let people know that you just got some bad news, but you don't want to talk about it. Setting boundaries is really important if you want to protect your emotional space. I had this couple in my therapy office who had just experienced a miscarriage. One partner wanted to tell people because they wanted to get support. The other person didn't want anyone to know because they were worried that they were going to get comments from well-meaning people that actually hurt more. Like, well, you could always have another baby. Those sorts of comments for somebody who's grieving are usually well-intentioned, but they can be quite damaging to hear. And they feared that telling people would make things worse. So they came to therapy because they needed a safe place to talk about it. But one partner said, yeah, but I need more emotional support. So I want to tell our friends and family. We discussed that and they worked together on coming up with a plan. They didn't have to tell everyone everything. They decided for 1 month they weren't going to share this with their friends or family. The person who felt like they needed support was going to go to a support group, so they had a place to talk about it. And then they identified a couple of close friends that they thought would be able to give them some helpful emotional support, and they would start there. So whenever you have bad news, though, it's okay to decide that you want some privacy and that you want to make some decisions without input from the outside world. Be selective about who you share the information with. And if somebody asks questions because maybe they heard, it's okay to say, I'm not yet ready to talk about it, but I'll reach out when I'm ready. And number 6, find a healthy distraction. It's okay to engage in a hobby or an activity that you enjoy to get some temporary relief from stress. That doesn't mean that you're ignoring your feelings. It just means you're giving yourself a break. Most of us struggle to feel sad all the time or to cope with anxiety 24/7. If you have something, whether it's reading a book, going golfing, or just having coffee with a friend, and that will give you some relief, do it. It's okay to experience some positive things, even when you're going through a rough patch. One of the cool things is when you go do something that you think is fun, it will boost your mood a little bit. And then when you feel better, your thoughts change a little bit. So then when you go back to dealing with the bad news, you might have a slightly different perspective. You might find some new solutions, or you might just feel more hopeful about the future. And number 7, reflect on a difficult time you've already survived. Think back to one of the toughest things you've ever been through, and then think about how you got through it. You have inner strength that you've likely forgotten, but you've drawn upon it before when you needed it the most. And if you got through hard times before, you can get through this too, whatever it is that you're facing right now. In fact, there's research that shows just remembering tough times you've survived will give you hope and confidence that you need right now. So whether you got bullied on the playground when you were 7, you went through a divorce when you were in your 20s, or you lost a loved one when you were in your 30s, just think about, how did you get through that? And I guarantee you've been through something hard before. All of us have. So those are 7 things you can do to cope with bad news. Label your feelings and let yourself feel it. Manage the story you're telling yourself. Focus on something you can control right now. Go back to the basics of self-care. Set some boundaries around who you're going to tell. Find a healthy distraction. And remind yourself of something tough you've survived in the past. Of course, get professional help if you need it. If you're struggling to sleep, or you've lost your appetite, or you can't function, and that lasts for more than a couple weeks, seek professional help if you can. I know therapy is not always an option for everyone. Sometimes there are support groups that are free. There's also a website called 7Cups, as in the number 7, C-U-P-S, where you can talk to a trained listener for free. Now, it's not the same as therapy to chat with a stranger online anonymously, but it is a place where you can tell somebody what you've gone through. And while they're not going to give you advice and they don't treat mental health issues, they do listen and they might be able to provide you with some support as well. Keep in mind that staying mentally strong when you get bad news isn't about saying that didn't bother me or I don't care or you can't hurt me. Instead, it's about acknowledging the pain and working through it so that you can grow stronger over time. Thanks for hanging out with me today and for listening to Mentally Stronger. If you know somebody who could benefit from hearing this message, share this show with them. Simply sharing a link to this episode might help somebody feel better and grow stronger. And if you want more tips on mental strength, make sure to subscribe to Mentally Stronger Premium. Every week I share a special Ask Me Anything bonus episode, and you get free cool monthly gifts too, just for subscribing. To sign up, go to mentallystronger.supercast.com or just click on the link in the show notes. And as always, a big thank you to my show's producer, who says he's only accepting good news these days, Nick Valentine.